players from baseball cards, and he told me about having, he had seen you years before, and so that's, I think, why you stuck in my mind more than maybe anybody else. I don't remember who else was in the game even. Would you go back all those years and do this all again?
Sure.
Do you have any? I enjoyed it.
I really did.
You sound like you did.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets from your career?
Yes. Yeah. If I had to do over again, I think I'd work a little harder in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd throw and, you know, really work at it.
Well, gee, in your day, you guys had to work and you had a family to support.
Well, that's true. Sure did.
Today, they don't have to worry about that.
They don't have to worry about that. That price changed considerably, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
More power to them. That's water on the bridge for us. So.
Well, you had a good career.
Well, I enjoyed my career. I really did. It's exactly what I wanted to do as a youngster, and that's all I ever thought of as a kid. And it happened and it came true. So, but I should have been better than what I was.
Well, you're only as good as your supporting cast. You know, you can hold them 3 runs a game, but if your teammates are only scoring 2, it doesn't do you much good.
I look back at the better hitters and all. I look at DiMaggio and Williams and those guys, and I got those guys out pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really concentrated and was bearing down more on them than some of the mediocre hitters. I know DiMaggio in 1941, they won the pennant, beat Brooklyn in the World Series. And I pitched the last game of the season in Yankee Stadium against them, shut them out. And after the season, the World Series was over, I found a little quote in the paper by Joe DiMaggio that he said there wasn't a pitcher on the Brooklyn staff that showed him as much stuff as I did the last game of the season.
Boy, that's something to hear.
That was quite a compliment from him.
That really is.
And so that's in my scrapbook.
Yeah, that's one to keep. That's right, frame that one.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty nice from him.
He, from what I've heard, never met the man, but everybody says, standoffish, but an awfully nice person.
Yes, he is.
Let me ask you a quick question about a couple of your teammates. I wasn't going to, but you're talking about the ballplayers. Mickey Vernon. A lot of people have said over the years that because of his length of his career and the batting titles and as excellent a first baseman as he was, that he should be in the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
I think so, too. On top of that, he's a fine gentleman.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, in fact, we keep in close touch with each other.
He gave an awful lot to baseball for a long time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What about Eddie Yost?
Oh, great.
If he had played on a team that had the, well, like Brooks Robinson, like, that had the postseason exposure and television and everything, he would have been raved about as a third baseman.
He was one of the best third basemen in the league, and of course he had quite an eye at the plate, and he was a pretty good hitter, and what'd they call him, a walking man?
Mm-hmm.
And quite a guy, too.
What about him in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, sure.
I
think there's some in there that don't deserve it like he does.
Oh, yes. Well, he was deprived of, you know, that was at 400 feet or 405 feet down left field line.
That's right.
And
four
I know.
405.
Mm-hmm. 1 year he had 12 home runs and none of them in Griffith Stadium. Another year I think he had 11 or 12 and 11 of them were on the road.
Yeah.
That would have made a big difference.
Oh, sure it would. Yeah, that's an awful big park, I'll tell you.
Those were a couple of my favorite players as a boy. You were, for Father's Day this year, my son and daughter bought me an old Washington Senators cap.
Okay.
Yeah, they had written up the new team, the old Senators. The guys like,
well, that's great.
People look at it and say, what's W?
What's that for?
Yeah, I have to explain it to them.
That's me who I played for. They say White and Senator, and they say, I never heard of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Who were they?
But maybe not the Senators in their back. Maybe Washington will get a team again someday.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, Sid, I really appreciate. Oh, let me ask you first. Do you want to see this before I submit it to the magazine?
No.
Okay, a lot of guys don't want to take a chance on being misquoted.
Well, I didn't say anything that's going to hurt anybody.
No, and But the only time I ever had a problem with it, one fella made a comment about, well, I'll tell you, you won't be it. Ralph Kiner, he said he didn't think Kiner belonged in the Hall of Fame because he couldn't do anything but hit home runs. And I sent it to him, and he said, you better change that. He's a friend of mine, and I want to keep it that way. So that's the only time anything ever got changed. Do you want a copy of this once it's printed?
I'd like one, yes.
Sure. Okay. How many would you like?
Well, four or five.
Okay. It will probably be 6 months. That's usually what the time is between the time I submit it and the time it's printed, although sometimes we get them done in less. But as soon as it comes out, we'll send you four or five copies. And
I appreciate it.
And I appreciate your time. Thank you. I've enjoyed this very much.
Talking to you.
If I have any questions, can I call you back?
Yes, anytime.
Okay. Thanks very much.